This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Labor Department announced this morning U.S. hiring cooled in March as employers added 236,000 workers and the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Jobs are up in leisure and hospitality, government, professional and business services, and healthcare. Jobs were cut in construction, manufacturing, and retail. Financial guru Steve Forbes on Fox News this morning weighs in.
What it tells you is that things are beginning to slow. What is more important is what happened earlier this week. The report on manufacturing, report on services, what they call ISM. These are purchase managers. Very good indicator of what's about to happen. Manufacturing is in a very serious decline. Services, which have been a mainstay in terms of people being able to spend on services again after the lockdowns, that's beginning to show signs of weakening.
The Biden administration released new Title IX rules that bar schools that receive federal funding from enforcing policies that ban biological males from playing in girls' sports. The U.S. Department of Education proposed the amendment to Title IX in order to set a standard that would govern a recipient's adoption or application of sex-oriented criteria that would limit or deny a student's eligibility to participate on a male or female athletic team consistent with their gender identity. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee promised to take action on strengthening Supreme Court ethics rules, responding to a report that Justice Clarence Thomas accepted lavish vacations and private jet travel paid for by a billionaire friend. Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, says the highest court in the land shouldn't have the lowest ethical standards. Durbin's office didn't immediately respond to questions about what steps the committee might take. While not official yet, the United Kingdom's Competition and Markets Authority now appears likely to approve Microsoft's $69 billion purchase of Activision Blizzard. USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're thinking about putting real Easter bunnies in your kids' baskets this year, there are some things you need to consider first.
Bunnies are expensive pets that require a big commitment. That's the word from Broward County, Florida's Humane Society, Sherry Wachter.
Bunnies are definitely more of a high-maintenance pet, I would say, than people give them credit for. First of all, they're fragile. So if you have little kids at home, bunnies aren't pets that like to be carried around.
She says they require daily exercise and high-quality fresh food like big leafy greens. They're super social, so they're better in pairs. She also says you should take a bunny basics class before you bring one. Or two, home. I'm Skip Kelly.
Militants in Gaza fired 7 rockets into Israel early yesterday morning as the nation's Jewish population began celebrating Passover. The Israeli military says all 7 rockets exploded in mid-air thanks to the Iron Dome defensive missiles. Tensions remain high in the country as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan continues while the Jewish Passover began Wednesday. Newly released court documents reveal what the Nashville school shooter left behind.
The shooter left journals on other school shootings under her bed. The 28-year-old left a suicide note behind on her desk and a list of passwords. She killed 3 children and 3 adults at the Covenant School in Tennessee in March. I'm Dave Collins.
Today is National Beer Day, and we raise a toast to all of you adults that indulge. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, and we got to get serious about it. As the Princeton professor declared that America is in a cold civil war. And the thing is about war, you may not be interested in it, but it's interested in you. And conservatives and Republicans have got to mount back a retaliation. You know, as we were talking with Chris Farrell earlier, you know, just as what we saw happen in Tennessee, where you've got a supermajority, and you've got a supermajority that's in the favor of Republicans as opposed to a supermajority in California favoring the Democrats. The Democrats have consistently bullied their way in California to absolutely destroy the Golden State. Tennessee utilized their supermajority last night to remove two representatives from their elected positions because of their lack of decorum and what they did in disturbing the process, which is interesting, you know, because when you look at the comparison, and I want to bring John Fleetwood on, managing editor for American Faith, who resides in Tennessee, and I'm sure his insight would be valuable on this as well. Hey, John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. How's it going, man? Yeah, this is really extraordinary. I mean, really unprecedented. These Republicans yesterday expelling two out of three. There were three in question because what they did was absolutely abhorrent. Mm-hmm. You have the shooting that happened there in Nashville at Covenant Christian School that left three children dead, two 9-year-olds, one was almost nine. You had three administrators there at this Christian school who were shot and killed. Absolutely horrible. The police did, in light of the horror, they did a great job coming in, neutralizing the threat. The shooter died as well. Police shot and killed her. This was somebody who identified as transgender. And right after this event that happened there in Nashville, you had these three Democrat lawmakers who thought it'd be a good idea, after this horrible event where these children died, to essentially lobby for gun control, to say, and not just try to preach gun control, which by the way is not true. Representative Massey from Kentucky recently pointed out that the shootings happen at schools where there are no resource officers.
Exactly.
These shootings that happen at school happen at schools where the administrators are not armed. Now, I think the school had, excuse me, somebody there who was armed, but they weren't there that day. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't work. It doesn't work. When you take guns away from law-abiding citizens, then the criminals who are going to break the laws anyway, you make as many laws as you want. That's by definition what criminals do. break the law. They're going to break the law. They're going to.
Didn't she state that there was another target, but when she found out that they had a resource officer, a gun on the premises, she went to a soft target. That's how this school got selected, right?
And that's not a conspiracy theory. That came directly from the Nashville chief of police. He announced it live in real time and said that the shooter was planning to target other Christian establishments. So there is a targeting of Christians going on. And she didn't, to your point, Bill, did not go to those areas because she knew that there were guns there. Guns deter criminals. Mm-hmm. Criminals are going to get guns anyway. So why don't we protect ourselves? Why does the left want us to not protect ourselves? Why do they want us to be vulnerable?
Exactly.
It's almost
But getting back to the issue here with these three representatives who spoke out, and they really, caused such a distraction. I mean, for almost an hour there in their well of the legislature, what they did was nothing different than what happened in January 6th, in a sense, was it not?
Exactly. If you go by the Democrat, if you go by the left and the establishment media, because remember, we're not just talking about Democrats, we're talking about Republicans, too, who said that what happened on Jan 6th was a quote-unquote insurrection, even though what Tucker Carlson, the videos he released, show otherwise. Mm-hmm. If we go by the left's definition or the establishment narrative, then what these Democrats did in the Tennessee Capitol was an insurrection. They stormed, Bill, they stormed the Capitol.
Right.
They literally stormed the Capitol. You have a parallel here happening at a state level, but the media is spinning it the otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did, Bill, is they went in to this legislature after the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
They go in to the Capitol and they chant with a bullhorn. They chant, "No action, no peace." No peace. So you have these three Democrats, these Tennessee representatives saying no peace after a shooting.
Yes.
Is that really the message that we want to be promoting after a shooting where kids die? Is that we want no peace until these leftists get their way?
Get their way.
If you follow the conclusions, it wouldn't protect anybody. It'd make people less safe. So, Bill, they did the right thing by ousting two out of the three. I think they should have ousted all three.
I'm surprised they didn't, although they gave she saved herself by one vote. And then, of course, to add fuel to the fire, she comes back and says, well, the only reason that she was spared was because she's a white woman and the other two were black. She throws out a race card. I mean, it is absurd. It's unfortunate because this doesn't help the process whatsoever. And for the two people who were ejected, who were voted out, I mean, look at, if you want to have a say in the government process, first of all, you got elected so that you could have a say. You could be in the field of battle. Now you commit suicide, political suicide, and you take yourself off the field of battle. Not too smart here. Am I missing something here, John?
No, exactly. And the reason they decry racism, they declare racism whenever they don't get their way, is because they have no argument. They have no argument. They can't give you a reason. They can't give you. They can't give you any evidence. They can't give you. So what they do without that, they do what it's like the possum effect. If you corner a possum, they just start lashing out and foaming at the mouth. And that's what a lot of these elites do, is as soon as you corner them and they know they're wrong, what they end up doing is attacking you with what's called an ad hominem attack, which is, it's fallacious. It doesn't do anything. I can call you a bozo. I can call you dumb all I want, but that doesn't take away the fact that you're right. You could be wrong, but it does nothing to prove that you're right or wrong. It's just name calling. That's all they have because they know they're wrong, Bill.
Well, isn't it racist in and of itself, though, John? I mean, they throw out the race card, but that's racist to do that.
I mean, am I missing something there? I mean, is there some failed logic here? I mean, this is the challenge. Yeah, this is the challenge when things get so emotional and you disengage your brain. You become instantly stupid, sadly. We've got to go to break. More from John after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Many places in the world are immersed in darkness, but we at the Tide Ministry are dedicated to shining the light of Christ. The global pervasiveness of sin stands against the spread of the gospel. And for Christians trapped in heavily persecuted areas, the isolation and oppression can be devastating. Unfortunately, many governing entities make it nearly impossible to preach the good news in their region. This discrimination and divisiveness is fueled by the enemy, who's determined to stop the spread of Christianity. While challenging, these issues do not dissuade us from our mission. We've been proclaiming the good news through radio broadcasts for over 75 years and intend to continue doing so until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted people whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a new Media Research Center study found that the big three networks, you ready for this? They spent 658 minutes on Donald Trump, 0 seconds on the Biden family corruption. ABC, CBS, and NBC are filling their evening, morning, and Sunday roundtable shows with more than 10 hours of Trump investigation coverage compared to 0 seconds spent on Biden's family scandals. Is it any wonder
that we have a misperception. You talk about misinformation here, John Fleetwood. You know, this is all brought to you. And this goes back to what I had written about, a couple of years ago. You know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? Well, here it is, case in point, where you've got 658 minutes of the networks telling you that you need to hate Donald Trump and 0 seconds for Joe Biden and their obvious family corruption. This is unbelievable, but this is the America that we deal with. And if we're going to push back, I think there's something to be learned from what happened in Tennessee here, as you point out. I was talking with Chris Farrell about this. In Tennessee, there is a supermajority for the Republicans. So now they're starting to exercise some Republican conservative muscle in realizing that, you know, the conversation's over. Republicans are willing to sit down and talk and have a conversation with those on the left. But the left will not. I mean, you can sit in on a conversation, but you're not allowed to talk. You just have to listen, take notes, and do exactly what they say. But what Tennessee proved to everybody is that when you have a supermajority and you've got some leadership and courage, then you can push back on the left and bring it back to reason. Because what the three representatives were doing was outlandish. It was against the rule of law and decorum there in the state house. And they have been able to do this all over the country and bully their way politically throughout this entire process. And look where America is right now. And the only way that we can reclaim this country, in my humble opinion, is we have to get a supermajority ourselves and have the leadership and the courage to push back on these knuckleheads so that we can get this country back on track. What do you say, John?
I say that is the gospel truth. But how is the mainstream media angling this? I'm talking about CNN. I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC. I'm talking about Yahoo News and New York Times and AP and Reuters. How are they angling this story that's happening in Tennessee? They're calling it political retribution.
Right.
Retribution. This big, scary term. Oh, the GOP is coming to get you. It's political retribution. Even though they were voted out. I thought the left were all about democracy. This was a complete, they were voted out. How much more democratic can you get? So the mainstream media angles it as political retribution when it's against their team. But then how do they angle it with what's happening with Trump?
Yes.
And this indictment. They don't angle it as political retribution, what's happening to Trump, even though it obviously is. Even though the left, it's over 50%. I was just looking at this poll yesterday. Over 50% of Americans, so both left and right, Democrats and Republicans, see this as a politically motivated move on the part of that DA, Alvin Bragg, who campaigned, Bill. He campaigned on, I'm going to get Trump. I'm going to get Trump. And now you see him trying to get Trump, even though it's a flimsy case that even his anchors on CNN say there's nothing here. And I agree with Alan Dershowitz. I'm curious what you think, Bill. He said that he'll probably get, you know, he'll get convicted there in Manhattan because, you know, it's a very left-leaning.
Well, there's no jury of your peers there. It's 80-20. 80 Democrat, 20%. Yeah. How do you come up with a jury of your peers with that kind of imbalance? I mean, and all they can hope for, in a sense, is that this judge who's also found himself in trouble, he may have to recuse himself because it was found that, according to Chris Farrell, that he had, he had contributed to Democratic candidates and causes. Well, and here you are, you know, you're the judge on this case against Donald Trump. So he may have to recuse himself. The flimsiness of this whole case is such that, you know, all the legal experts, Dershowitz and others, Jonathan Turley as well, have said, you know, there's no there. You know, to bootstrap these 34 misdemeanors to a felony that Bragg has said, I don't have to tell you what the felony is. I mean, it's ridiculous. But meanwhile, the narrative is out there in the body politic that Orange Man bad. And this is what the Democrats want to do. This is why it's so political, is they want to continue to kneecap Donald Trump so that they can either put him out of commission, or that they would hurt, you know, anybody else that would consider voting for Donald Trump, or anybody that would follow MAGA, because, you know, they're using MAGA now as a deplorable. And, you know, that's the new brand that, you know, Joe Biden and others are using MAGA, Make America Great Again, as an expletive. And something that people, you know, if you're associated with MAGA, if you want America to be great again, then you're evil in the eyes of the Democrats.
Exactly. And what the American people need to do is see, now that it's so obvious, that the courts, the American court system, especially on this local level with these leftist billionaire George Soros funded DAs like Alvin Bragg received money from George Soros, the courts have been taken over by the elite establishment. The media, as we just talked about, with the retribution terminology being applied to what happened in Tennessee, but not to Trump's indictment. So the media has been taken over. The courts have been taken over. The corporations have been taken over. Look at Dylan Mulvaney, what's going on with Bud Light, embracing this LGBTQ ideology. Jack Daniels has also apparently embraced this drag queen. They made this drink. They made a whiskey, like a fire something whiskey. Yeah. Jack Daniels is now pushing drag queens. So they've built this leftist elite.
It's absurd. Look what happened to the Country Music Awards. Are you kidding me? You're going to tell me country music is going to embrace drag queens on the stage? I mean,
according to Pew Research, this is from the Pew Research Center, from Reuters, it's only 1.6% of U.S. adults, 1.64 million people over the age of 13 in the United States, identify as transgender. Bill, 1.6. How are they having such an influence over media, over corporations, if they only account for 1.6% of the population? It's because this is being driven by people with a lot of money, with a lot of global money, with a lot of global influence. It's this great reset. I mean, we're seeing it.
Well,
with,
they know this is the erosion of the American idea. We have tossed morality out the door. We've tossed God out the door. And here we are talking about this on Good Friday. And, you know, look what happened. I mean, you know, the mayor of New York had to admit that when we took the Ten Commandments out of the classroom, we allowed guns to proliferate and crime to proliferate. Well, no kidding. Now, what are you going to do about it? You know, you landed on the truth, maybe by accident or otherwise, but what are you going to do about it? You can't continue to disavow God Almighty and do it your way when your way continues to prove to be a failure.
Yeah, it's a good point. But I think to your point about Good Friday, I mean, we know what happens. We know what happens in the end. Yes, it's dark right now, but we know that a resurrection is coming. We know that the resurrection is coming. There's reason to praise because in Tennessee, Republicans are showing backbone. You've got revivals happening in Kentucky. I think the next generation, Bill, is starting to wake up, and I think the next generation is going to save America, Bill.
Well, what you said is a great intro to our next guest. This is a classic that we pull out from the vault every year at this time. Dr. Tony Campolo is going to be coming up with his infamous sermon, It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. John, you can't wait for this, man. I'm telling you. And, you know, this is one of my favorite sermons of all time. It gives us hope, and it should encourage us on this Holy Week, on this Good Friday leading in to Easter. John Fleetwood, Managing Editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take
back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. The Labor Department announced this morning U.S. hiring cooled in March as employers added 236,000 workers and the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Jobs are up in leisure and hospitality, government, professional and business services, and healthcare. Jobs were cut in construction, manufacturing, and retail. Financial guru Steve Forbes on Fox News this morning weighs in.
Things are beginning to slow. What is more important is what happened earlier this week. The report on manufacturing, report on services, what they call ISM, these are purchase managers, very good indicator of what's about to happen. Manufacturing is in a very serious decline. Services, which have been a mainstay in terms of people being able to spend on services again after the lockdowns, that's beginning to show signs of weakening.
The Biden administration released new Title IX rules that bar schools that receive federal funding from enforcing policies that ban biological males from playing in girls' sports. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now in over 260 markets across this country. Thank you so much for partnering up with us and maintaining your commitment to do what it takes to get this country back on track. It is Good Friday, and as is tradition here on Bill Martinez Live, I have to share with you probably one of my favorite sermons from Tony Campolo, an American sociologist, pastor, author, public speaker, former spiritual advisor to U.S. President Bill Clinton. He's known as one of the most influential leaders in the evangelical left. He's been a major proponent of progressive thought and reform within the evangelical community. We're going to listen to a special a recount of a sermon that he was exposed to after giving a sermon himself there in Pennsylvania. Here's Tony Campolo.
I belong to an African-American church because living in West Philadelphia, as I have over the years, my church lost all of its members as the community changed racially. Black people moved in and the white people moved out. And when the church was about to close, my father said, well, we've got to find another church. And the nearest Baptist church, because we're Baptist, was African-American. So we went there, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. And old Dr. Hugger, would have us do this preach-off once a year. And white people don't even know what they are. You get about six, seven preachers, and you preach back-to-back. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you know how you're doing in my church. One time I was preaching in my church, and nothing much was happening. I knew I was dying on my feet, and some lady on the last row yelled, "Help him, Jesus! Help him, Jesus!" And I knew my sermon wasn't going over well. Likewise in my church, when you're really pumping on all cylinders, the deacon sit right up front, right underneath the pulpit. And every time you say something good, the deacon yell, "Preach, brother! Preach, preach!" You know, I would do great if I just could take my deacons with me anywhere, because they encourage you beyond words when you're preaching.
Yeah.
And the women in my church, they put one hand in the air and they go, "Well," that's all they do, "Well." You get 67 women going, "Well," every time you say something good.
Yeah.
Your hormones bubble.
Well, that can move something.
That's right. And the men in my church, when you're really delivering the word, or as they say, have gotten down, they'll stand up and yell, "Keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep going." They'll stand up and point at you and yell at them. I don't get that from white people.
Yeah.
White people look at their watches and say, "Stop, stop." But in my church, it goes the other way. Well, we were having our preach-off. There were seven of us preaching back-to-back, and it was my turn. And I don't want to brag, but I was good. And the people were yelling, "Well," and "Preach," and "Keep going," and I feed on that. The more they did it, the better I got. The better I got, the more they did it. I want to tell you, I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. When I finished, that place exploded. There was cheering and clapping. I sat down. My pastor hit my knee. He said, "You did all right. You did all right." I said, "Pastor Eggert, you're next. Are you going to be able to top that?"
How do you follow that up?
He said, "Son, sit back, because the old man is going to do you in." I didn't think anybody could do it that day.
Yeah.
That sucker got up, and he did me in with one line over and over again. "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." Doesn't sound like much, but you weren't there. He started off nice and soft. "It was Friday, and the Satan seemed to be in control. Jesus was dead on the cross, but that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Friday. Friday, people are saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You can't change things in this world, but they don't know. It's only Friday," he yelled. "Sunday's coming, and people are going, preach, keep going. And Friday, they're saying darkness is everywhere, and hopelessness and despair is ruling the world. But I'm here to give you the good news. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming," and people are cheering like mad by this time. He went on and on. Friday, Sunday's coming. He got to the end of that sermon, and he just yelled at the top of his lungs, "Friday!" Without hesitation, that whole congregation yelled back, "Sunday's coming!" And that's the good news. As much as there is despair in the air, as much as it seems as though we're losing ground to the forces of darkness, I've got good news. And it's the good news of my pastor. It may look like everything's lost, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. We've got a God who can turn things around.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Tony Campola, Professor Emeritus of Sociology in Pennsylvania. Dr. Tony, the kingdom of God, that's what Jesus preached.
You know, if Jesus had to reduce his message to a soundbite, that would be it. The first words out of his mouth in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the first words are, "I have come to declare that the kingdom of God is at hand." You can't have the kingdom without kingdom people. Sometimes mainline churches forget that. They want to change the world, but they have forgotten that before you can change the world, you got to change people. The kingdom of God is transformed people living in a transformed society. It's a society in which government, in which the economic system, in which the educational system, the recreational system, all things function in accord with the will of God. But you're not going to have that kind of society unless people themselves are transformed. And there are a lot of characteristics of the kingdom of God. One is justice for the poor and the oppressed. That people's economic needs are met. That people are not seduced by a consumeristic society. But there's a big theme that I preach a great deal. And that is the kingdom of God is also a party. Yes. And I'm sure you were going to drive to that.
Right. That's what Jesus knows how to party. I mean, after all, and like you said, the stage is set. I mean, we're reminded in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, everything operating in the rhyme and reason that God intended it to be. What more could you want?
I want you to add one more thing.
Okay.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
The kingdom already exists in heaven. God's will is done up there. The question is, does he have a people? And are you and I willing to become some of those people who will work to see that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven? We dare not pray for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We dare not pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven unless we ourselves are willing to submit ourselves to that end. When I say party, every time there's a response to the gospel, it's party time. You think of Zacchaeus, the little man. Everybody hated Zacchaeus because he was a tax collector that ripped people off. Jesus comes marching down Main Street, and the crowds line the sidewalks, and they push little Zacchaeus, he's a shirt guy, into the background. And you know the song from Daily Vacation Bible School. He climbs up in the sycamore tree, for he wanted his Lord to see.
Amen. Dr. Tony, it seems like the signs that we're talking about are coming soon and very soon these days.
Yes, and we need to look at both sides. Jesus, when he talked about the end times, gave a wonderful parable. He said it's like this. The kingdom of God is likened unto a man who plants wheat in the field. He sows wheat seeds. And the wheat begins to grow. And the evil one comes and sows tares or weeds. And the weeds begin to grow alongside of the tares. And the servants come to the master and say, what should we do? Pull up the weeds? He said, you can't do that without destroying the wheat. Let the two grow up together. And come the harvest, we will separate the wheat from the tares. And the tares, the weeds, shall be thrown into the flames. The point of the story is clear. The tares, which Jesus specifically says represents the kingdom of evil, is growing stronger and stronger every day. You can't pick up the newspaper without being aware that evil has never been more prominent, that corruption is never more evident, that the denigration of the evil one is everywhere at hand. And it's enough to discourage anybody, except that Jesus reminds us that not only are the tares growing, not only are the weeds growing, but the wheat is also growing, which is the kingdom of God. In short, the kingdom of evil has never been stronger or more evident than it is today, but neither has the kingdom of God.
Amen. Dr. Tony Campolo, alumnus, professor emeritus of sociology at Eastern University in Pennsylvania. My prayer this Good Friday for you is that whatever it is that is your Friday, remember, Sunday is coming.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
I'll tell you, it is just so wonderful, you know, all that this is leading into on this Good Friday. And what a way to honor that which is honorable. You know, that here we are, like Tony Campolo. I mean, this original recording goes back something like 10, 12 years. My good buddy Tennessee Bob is responsible for setting up this interview with Tony Campolo, and it always blesses me so richly. And it is so timeless. This is the beauty of God's Word, is that it is timeless. You know, all these years later, I mean, we read things. We read in the gospel message and, of course, the passion of Jesus Christ. And it's timeless. And speaking of timeless, there's a new movie out called His Only Son. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. In fact, it had a huge weekend at the box office, kind of surprised a lot of people. It was a virtual tie for number three, a little indie movie that can and does. It came out just in time for Holy Week and Easter, written and directed by a former U.S. Marine. And, of course, anybody associated with the Marine Corps is joined at my hip because we always say in the brotherhood and the fraternity, Semper Fi. He went to film school on the GI Bill, and he's with us now to tell us more about his personal journey and this movie. Welcome, David Helling. David, Semper Fi, my brother. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be on with a brother in Christ and a Semper brother as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, I mean, yours is an incredible story. Tell our audience how you serve this country, and while you were serving this country, you felt God was leading you to go and produce movies about the gospel, about the Bible.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's right. So when I spent 5 years in the Marine Corps, and during my time in the Marine Corps, I went to Iraq, and it was during my time in Iraq that the Lord got a hold of my heart, that He drew me to His Word, because, you know, whenever I first got in, I didn't go to church for like 3 years, even though I called myself a Christian. I was really just essentially a whitewashed tomb. And then by God's grace, I brought my Bible with me on my deployment, and I started to get convicted of sin in my life and convicted that I wasn't reading the Word, even though I called myself a Christian. And so I dove in, and when I dove in, I just saw the depth of my own sin, my total depravity, and then the heights of His grace and the truth of His gospel. And it's like my eyes came open to it. And even though I had asked Jesus into my heart whenever I was eight at church camp, It was then at 22 years old in one of Saddam Hussein's old missile bunkers in Al Anbar province that it was like, wait, do I just understand the gospel for the first time? Did I ever get it before now? And so when the gospel came alive to me, it was like His Word came alive to me, and I could see, like, it was no longer letters on a page. It was faces and people walking across the landscape. And I thought, well, if I could just illustrate what I'm seeing to people, these real people, in God's redemptive plan, if I could show this to people, then maybe they'd be drawn to dive into the Word for themselves and have their eyes open to the truth of the gospel as well. And so since my time in Iraq for the last nearly decade and a half, my life's mission has been to illustrate and exposit the biblical narrative through film for that purpose, to draw people to the Word for the truth of the gospel.
Wow. What an awesome story. And another bit of encouragement here are to other GIs, and that is that you took advantage of the GI Bill and you go to film school.
Yeah. Yeah, it was I remember actually thinking in that when it was all coming to me, you know, while in Iraq, I thought, well, you know, look at how I can make biblical films. And I started dawning on me, I was like, wait a minute, I'm going to have the GI Bill. Yeah. I don't have to go to real school. I can go to film school.
Right, exactly.
I don't have to do any more of that school stuff. And but no, it was and so yeah, what a blessing it was to be able to go, and the Lord opened up every door for me to go to the Academy of Art University in San Francisco, of all places, right in the heart of downtown San Francisco, to begin my biblical filmmaking journey, because I got into films to do biblical films, not films.
Right.
And if the opportunity went away to no longer do biblical films, then I would just want to do something else with God's Word to help people understand God's Word, because that's my heart cry,
exactly.
To draw people to the Word. And so it was, and you know, there's a lot of things in film school that they don't teach you when you want to do biblical films. And I was plugged into a great verse by verse exegetical preaching church in the Bay Area called North Creek Church. And they're so diligent about teaching others to teach others, and diligent about really getting into not only the Word, but how we got the Word, and proper hermeneutics, how we study the Word, and homiletics, how we teach the Word. And and so the Lord was growing me through the shepherding of that flock. And at the same time, I was having to teach myself how to sew costumes and do visual effects and all these things that film school doesn't teach you, but skills you need to be able to do these biblical vignettes.
Exactly.
These biblical short films, to do these biblical films on a budget or on no budget, out of my own pocket money, essentially.
Right.
And little did I know, for the decade that I was doing those little biblical shorts, and then my church started incorporating them into their Christmas production every year, little did I know that the Lord was honing those crafts in me and those skills in me, because I would need them for His only Son due to budgetary constraints. So
exactly.
For the last 5.5 years, I've been working on this film on His only Son, and I had to end up sewing most all the costumes myself. And from the time that we shot it back in 2019, I've been working on the 325 visual effects shots, which includes making miniatures and doing all this green screen work and all that kind of stuff. And I could see in hindsight, it's so awesome because you can see the hand of the Lord on the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Impossible walls coming down time and time again so that He alone gets the glory.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say this. In seeing the movie, the production values, you would never think in a million years that you were able to accomplish what you did on the budget that you worked with. Because similar films with production values, I mean, we're talking multiple millions of dollars of investment, and you were able to produce this movie. I mean, you wrote it, you directed it, so that means that you made nothing yourself and invested, all of $250,000 to produce this incredible movie, his only son. And the thing is, you know, that blew me away. Of all initial projects you would take on, you would take on something that I think every male figure asked themselves at that time when you read about Abraham going to Mount Moriah, taking his only son, Isaac, to sacrifice him in obedience to what God had called him to do. And every male figure that I know who believes in God asked themselves that same question, that they come into that same paradox. You know, if God asked me to do that, would I be willing to do that?
Yeah, it is really one of the most controversial accounts in Scripture, and my desire for wanting to dig into it came from many of the conversations that I even had in film school while in San Francisco, because, you know, every class at the top of every semester was a gospel opportunity, because you go around the class and people ask, oh, what do you want to do? Why are you in film? Well, I want to make biblical films. And so that,
right there.
You know, that it's kind of a pause,
yes,
you know, flow over the classroom. And it's like, well, why do you want to do that? Well, because the gospel. And you're able to share the gospel in that way. But time and time again, sharing my faith, I saw that this was a common point of contention for many non-believing friends. This is something that they would point at, and they'd say, well, you worship a God who would tell a man to sacrifice his own son. No thanks. That's cosmic child abuse. I want nothing to do with that. And so, but the thing is the Lord's always, you know, for those that are called and according to his purpose and that love him, all things are worked together for our good, and we can know that what he was doing in Abraham's life was very good and had a purpose in it. So I wanted to dig into the word, exposit it, and see what the Lord was doing in the life of Abraham by the testing of his faith and what he was pointing to.
Exactly.
And clearly, that's even, you could see that even in the title of the film and why it's coming out right now for such a time as this. And hopefully it makes it clear, and it acts as an answer to the scoffers, that the Lord had a plan in it, and it was
Amen.
A test of his faith. He never intended for Abraham to kill his son. He intended for Abraham to make an example of Abraham that would echo through the generations of Abraham's descendants for 2,000 years until God himself is the one who laid down his only son on the same hill.
Because God so loved the world on the same hill.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is the thing. About a minute left here that we have, David. And I do want to give you an opportunity to tell people that there is a link for people to get free tickets. This is the way we're paying it forward, right? And so explain to our audience, and we got 50 seconds left, how they can access free tickets to see his only son and be blessed this Holy Week and this Easter.
Yes, that's an incredible thing that Angel Studios is doing by allowing people that can't afford it to go to the theaters and enjoy it with their friends and family this Easter by going to angel.com/free tickets, angel.com/free tickets. You can claim your free tickets for you, your family, your friends, your youth group, your Bible study group. We know that there's many that are in financial hardship right now. That fully resonates with me. That's how I've been living the last 5.5 years doing this film. But what a blessing this is. And if you want to pay it forward for someone else and love your neighbor in this way, you can go to angel.com/payitforward. Pay it forward.
Thank you, David Helling. God bless you. Happy Easter, my buddy.
There are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular three-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your three-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how long.